Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on January 25th, 2018. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a crazy few weeks.
The new year is here, okay? Vacations are over. So we're back on track. Everything is back to normal now. So, yeah,
you're back.
Yeah, and there's
you're
a
back.
Lot going on. Yeah, yes. I'm back. You. Yeah, and if you already received my weekend guide this morning, you'll see that there's a ton of stuff going on this weekend throughout the South Bay. A lot of fun stuff. I'm planning on going to several events this weekend, and one of those events we're going to discuss today a little more in depth. I think it's an interesting concept, and that's why I pulled together the people in the know, the people that can tell us what we need to know about this.
Nothing like a good garage sale, that's for sure. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Now, our guests this morning are Hermosa Beach City Council member Hanny Fangery, Georgia Moe, Division Manager for the Hermosa Beach Police Department Community Services Division, and Leanne Singleton, Environmental Analyst in the Hermosa Beach City Manager's Office. Now, in addition to his city council duties, Hanny also serves as the City of Hermosa Beach's delegate to the South Bay Cities Council of Governments and the Contract Cities Association. He also serves as a member of the SBCCOG Stormwater Funding Options Committee and Homeless Services Task Force. Hanny also serves as a judge pro tem in the Los Angeles County Superior Courts. He is a litigation environmental attorney focusing his practice on complex litigation matters, including business litigation, environmental regulatory compliance, and environmental due diligence matters. Hanny is a member of the Los Angeles County Bar Association Environmental Law Section. He received his mechanical engineering degree from California State Polytech University, Pomona, and his law degree from Loyola Law School, Los Angeles. Now, Georgia Moe is the division manager for the Hermosa Beach Police Department Community Services Division and oversees all aspects of parking enforcement, animal control services, community outreach, volunteers in policing, and neighborhood watch. Georgia joined the police department in 2007 and served as the accreditation manager for 6 years, leading the department through two consecutive accreditation awards through the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. She has been with the department for 11 years and prior to that held a position for 2 years in finance administration at the City of Hermosa Beach. Before joining the city, Georgia worked at several major corporations, including London Fog, Michelin Tire Corporation, and United Van Lines, in the field of customer service management and inside sales. Leanne Singleton is an environmental analyst working in the city manager's office for the city of Hermosa Beach. She has a passion for engaging the community in the development and implementation of long-range land use planning, transportation, and sustainability policies. Leanne led the city's four-year effort to update and integrate the general plan and local coastal program Plan Hermosa, which was adopted unanimously by the city council in August 2017. Working in the city manager's office, she works across departments to implement initiatives that improve operational efficiency and align with the community's vision and values for a healthy and vibrant Hermosa Beach. So, as we mentioned now, the city of Hermosa Beach is planning a community-wide garage sale on Saturday, January 7th. Now, this isn't just your run-of-the-mill garage sale. There's a lot more to it than that. And this morning, we're going to learn what the city is hoping to accomplish. Leanne, Georgia, Hanny, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Jackie.
Good morning. Thank you, Jackie.
Good
Thanks
morning.
For the introduction.
Good morning, all. We love having a good size panel. It always results in a really exciting discussion. Where do we start? Let's start with you, Georgia. When we talk about a garage sale, there's more to it than just people cleaning out their garage, isn't there?
There is a lot more to it. And again, thanks for having us on this morning. We're so excited to talk about this event. It's taken off like we couldn't even have imagined. So, you know, Hermosa Beach is highly populated. We have just under 20,000 people in about, 1.4 square miles. So that's a lot of cars and a lot of sidewalks. And we're really concerned about the safety of our residents. You know, we want to make sure our sidewalks are clear. And we started in September with a safe access sidewalk education plan. And the story behind that basically is there is a California Vehicle Code law that states that your car cannot extend over the sidewalk. And, you know, a lot of houses here have very short driveways. Maybe some don't have garages, but parking is a challenge here with so many people. So we wanted to get the word out on what happens when you park your vehicle over a sidewalk. So we started this Safe Access Sidewalk Parking Education Program, and that's basically serving to educate the community on the laws regarding parking over the sidewalk. And really, we just also wanted to raise awareness of what happens when you do that. Because if the sidewalk is blocked, that then causes somebody to walk out into the street, which is a safety concern for us. But on the other side, it's also a quality of life issue for people who have lived here for so long and don't have a lot of other viable options. And so the thought was, okay, we can give you alternatives such as applying for a driveway parking permit. And what that permit is gives you the opportunity to park in front of your own driveway. But not all residents are going to be able to qualify for that because it depends on how close your driveway is to an intersection or if there's an opposing driveway, things like that. So then we also thought, you know, what else could we do? And we kind of got together and said, why don't we, as a city, host a garage sale, a community-wide garage sale? So we're going to make it easy for you to clean out your garage. We're going to help advertise the garage sale. We're going to have donation trucks available. So basically helping you to clean out that garage to open up some space for you to park your car there. So that's really the way we went about this was we can't just cite our way out of this problem because not everybody's going to be deterred by that. You know, we have to give you some viable options, and we felt like this was the way to go. So, you know, we presented this idea to the city, and Leanne has just taken off with it. She's done a fantastic job of getting it advertised, of setting up this wonderful map that's on our website. So I have to give her a lot of credit for that.
Wow.
Awesome.
I have 15,000 questions from what Georgie just said. Let me just start with when you talk about parking your car being parked on the sidewalk, the way you said it at first, I had a funny visual. But what you're talking about is how people's their driveways cross the sidewalk. And so what's happening is people are parking their cars, say, in front of the garage and it's hanging out over the walkway?
That's right, exactly.
Okay, all right. And is that illegal?
It is illegal, and it's not just a municipal code. A lot of people think that the city came out with this law, but it's actually a California vehicle code violation. So this is anywhere in the state of California, in any city. You cannot park your vehicle over the sidewalk. Some cities are more aggressive about enforcing it. Some are not. But it's a problem everywhere, not just here in Hermosa. But, you know, as I was saying earlier, we're so densely populated that parking is a challenge on any given day. So the problem here, too, is that the driveways, some driveways are very short, as I mentioned. So if you can, you can get your car up against your garage, parking horizontally, you know, in front of your garage, you can do that. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, which is the reason why we wanted to do this education program. So some of the materials that we sent out included pictures or visuals of, you know, you can do this, but don't do that, and showing people some alternatives. And I think that's been helpful. And, you know, as I said, we knew we couldn't just continue to issue citations for it because it wasn't really solving the problem. And I think once people understood, A, what happens when I park my vehicle there, not just is this a violation, but I'm impeding traffic. I'm causing someone to get out into the street, which is not safe. And a lot of these driveways are along what we have here in the city are safe routes to school. And so we were very thoughtful in how we put together this educational piece. And we put out door hangers on all the residences that had all of the their driveways that would come out onto a safe route so that they understood the significance and the importance of making sure the sidewalk stayed clear.
Wow. Wow. I don't live in Hermosa, so I wasn't aware of all of this. But now my next question is, so you're allowing some people that qualify to get some sort of a permit to actually park on the street in front of their driveway, blocking their driveway.
That's correct. And I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a law against that too, but the city, each individual city has the authority to develop their own laws regarding parking in front of your driveway. And we just happen to have an ordinance that does allow that. But again, as I was saying, not everybody's going to qualify for that because a lot of things have to be considered, such as the length of your, the width of your driveway, the length of your car, does it fit comfortably within that space? Does your driveway, or is there another driveway that's opposing yours? And are you close to an intersection? So those are things that would disqualify you from getting one. But we have had, since we did this education or started this education program in September, we did get an increase in the amount of permits that were being issued, so that we know it's been helpful. We know that we've gotten the word out to at least some of our residents.
Wow, that's amazing. I'd love to find out if other cities in the South Bay have that, you know, people can have that opportunity to do that because, as we know, parking is an issue all over the place. But now going directly to the garage sale, okay?
Right.
You know, on my block, I think we are the only people that park in our garage. You walk up and down the street, you drive up and down the street, you ride your bike up and down the street, and people's garages are filled from front to back with stuff. And you can barely walk into these garages, much less get your car in there. This is an epidemic. This is an epidemic. It's unbelievable. My husband and I made a real effort several years ago where we had one of these closet companies come out and build out our garage so we had places to put all our stuff. Leanne.
Yes.
Tell us about the garage sale aspect of this.
Sure. So we started this back in November, kind of advertising the event and seeing what kind of interest we might get in people participating. So registering their address to join in the garage sale, and people had the option of registering just for their own house, or maybe they live in a multifamily complex. So they could register the whole building. And then we also had the option for folks to register their entire block if there were, say, 5 or 6 people on their block that all wanted to join in. I think when we set out to do this, we were hoping maybe we could get 25 or 30 people participating in this. And when we closed registration last week, we had 150 registrations. So
wow.
On Saturday, we'll be having 150 plus concurrent garage sales throughout the city, and we're really excited about it, in getting people to participate, getting the word out to the greater South Bay, to make sure that people are coming in and buying all of the things that people want to get rid of. And then for anything that doesn't get sold that people are still interested in getting rid of, you know, who wants to take things back into their garage that they've just cleaned out? So what we've done is we've actually partnered with a couple of local and national charities, Friends of the Library, the Women's Club, the School District, Habitat for Humanity and Salvation Army, to create a donation center, essentially, where people can come and drop off anything that they don't sell that they would like to get rid of at the end of the day.
Wow. Wow. This is going to be huge. This is going – Joe, can you imagine this? This is going to be – this is great. This is going to be huge because I do – I have a garage sale like once a year, all right? And I literally – I have to put tape across the driveway with a sign that says, please don't try to do anything until 8 a.m. And they are lined up.
Yeah.
The cars are lined up. People are standing in the street waiting. I mean, I'm sure we've all had this experience. I mean, there are professional garage sale people. You know, we have two guys that are only interested in broken electronics, you know, and I'll have boxes of broken electronics and they'll just want that. And they'll say, I'll give you $50 for the box. I'm like, take it. So this is going to be huge. The whole city is having a garage sale. You have 150 people signed up already, but you know that people that didn't sign up are going to get in on it too because if one person on the block, it's going to be huge.
When Jackie, we're hoping that the people that are outside of Hermosa will come in to buy all of this. So can you spread the word in your community then for us?
let me tell you, people come from all over. People come from all over for garage sales. I mean, I kind of know about garage sales. People come from all over. You are going to be, you're going to be inundated with people wanting stuff. It's going to be great. It's just going to be great. I think, I think every city should do this.
I'm already planning my route. I assume that you're responsible for this map, Leanne.
Yes, we worked on putting together a map with all of the locations, and then we even sorted it by types of things, because as Jackie mentioned, a lot of people are interested in very specific things, and so no one's going to have the opportunity to hit all 150 in a period of just a couple hours, so we're trying to help focus people on the types of things that they're looking to buy.
Right.
Wow.
Well, currently I'm looking at furniture. And I'm looking at, I suppose I can tell because they've published their address. It's 518 The Strand, list number 83, if you're interested in furniture. And there's a number of this. And the blue circles are the blocks. Yes?
Yeah.
The blue circles are the blocks, like 1200 block of Owasso Avenue. And what is this? It's the 212 Springfield Avenue. Really, this is amazing. What are there many communities that have done this before, Leanne?
I've never heard of it.
You know, there are a couple of communities. A lot of times this is generally done at more of a neighborhood scale. So, you know, if it's a subdivision or a neighborhood, an HOA that decides that they're going to do it all together. There are some that do it at a citywide scale, but Hermosa Beach is really like one big neighborhood. It's been done in other places, but not that I'm aware of in the South Bay.
So I'm going through the list. You just furniture, home decor, toys and games, arts and craft supplies, electronics, sports and fitness equipment. Oh, wow. Clothing, books and DVDs, building materials. musical instruments.
Everything, Joe. Everything is there. It's a city garage sale. This is amazing. I want my city to do it. If my city doesn't do it, I'm gonna get my block to do it. But wow, that's amazing. So everybody's gonna clear out their garages. They're gonna sell a bunch of stuff. They're gonna make a bunch of cash. Oh, by the way, I have a really good tip. When you have a garage sale, you know how you end up getting a lot of small bills, a lot of ones and fives? That's really good to keep for your earthquake emergency stash.
Look at
small
that.
Bills.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah. So you make some money, you get some earthquake stash. And then once the garage sale is over, and I want to ask about the hours in a minute, and you have stuff you didn't sell but you want to get rid of, is Leanne, is that going to be in a central area, all of these organizations that you can drop off at? You mentioned the Salvation Army, Habitat for Humanity. Will that be in one place, or will there be roving trucks?
So we're doing a little bit of both. For most of the small items, given the volume of garage sales that we have, we're asking people to drop things off at St. Cross Church here in Hermosa Beach on Monterey on Saturday afternoon after the garage sale. But obviously, people are selling furniture, appliances, larger things, building materials. So for those larger items, we're also working with Habitat for Humanity and Athens, our waste hauler, to do pickups of those items for those that don't have the vehicles or the ability to cart that over to the location.
That's great. That's fantastic. So if somebody has an extra refrigerator in the garage that they don't need anymore and they don't sell it, you'll have one of these companies come and pick it up?
Yep.
And how do people do that? Is there a number to call, or do they go online or something? How do they do that?
On our website, we've got forms if they want to donate it to Habitat for Humanity. And then through their waste collection service through Athens, they can also make a phone call if it's not working or it's not quite in that functioning state that Habitat for Humanity is not able to accept it. They can have it picked up through the bulky item pickup for Athens.
All right. Okay. And now, are there specific hours for the garage sale, or is it just going to be an all-day event? Some people will be out in the morning. Some people will be out in the afternoon.
We've advertised it as 7 a.m. until noon, knowing that most people are chomping at the bit first thing in the morning to get out there and do some garage sailing. And so that we also have time to collect donations in the afternoon, as well as give anyone that's participating in the garage sale that also wants to participate in another event happening here this weekend, which is our household hazardous waste roundup. So safely disposing of old paint, any electronics that can't be put in the trash. We've got that event going on from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. as well. So we wanted to give people some time to be able to participate in all of it.
This is a well-planned operation you've organized, because we all know when you start clearing out your garage and cabinets and what have you, there's always paint cans hidden under something, you know, and you pull them out and you're like, what am I going to do with these? That is terrific. I mean, people can literally clear out their garages, and you've made it so easy for them.
We're hoping so.
Yeah. Wow. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now tell us, you know, I actually mentioned it in my weekend guide that went out this morning, and I put up the, I believe it was a Nixle link. But where can people go? Give us the link where people can go to find out more about this.
Sure. So there's a couple different places that folks can go to find out more information. Our Facebook page, City of Hermosa Beach, has an event specifically for this, and that'll provide you links to the maps, that'll provide you links to the listings, how to do donations, all of that information. Or you can go to our city website, hermosabch.org, And on the homepage, there's a calendar event called Citywide Garage Sale. So you can click on that, and it'll pull up all of the information, talk about folks that are trying to advertise certain items, the donation process.
Wow.
Well, now I want to know how many city council members are having garage sales. That's what I want to know. Hanny, what category are you in?
Well, Joe, unfortunately, I haven't pulled the other council members, my colleagues. I am not having garage sales. I did not sign up for that, so I apologize. But my wife actually does a great job of keeping our garage clear, and we have a lot of stuff stored in stores, so we do actually park our cars in our garages and in our driveway. I just want to expand a little bit on what Georgia and Leanne said, and Georgia and Leanne, I think both of you did a great job putting this stuff together, explaining the process, having all this available on the website, so I really appreciate that. But I think in addition to the excitement about going out on Saturday morning and picking up stuff that you need and clearing up your garage that you can park in it, I think the main reason why we're doing this is something that I want to talk about briefly. It's the allowing the accessibility in the city. It's something that Georgia and Leanne have been working on for a long time, and we've heard a lot of the input from our residents. The issue is that we want to make sure people are safe to walk on the sidewalks, and both pedestrians, people unfortunately that are in wheelchairs, our parents that are going with their strollers with their kids, people are going to the beach and taking over their coolers down the street. I live right off of 8th Street in Hermosa Beach. And I see people walking up and down 8th Street on a regular basis in the middle of the street. And it's just very unsafe, and it's very unfortunate. And I think what Georgia and Leanne and the other folks in our staff are doing are trying to minimize that. And Jackie, to answer your question about your surprise about people parking on the sidewalk, not only do they block the sidewalk, sometimes the cars are so big, they're big trucks, they're actually parking and extending into the street. So if you're not careful and you're riding a bike down there, you can actually run into a car that's actually blocking a foot or two of the street. And the other thing that's unfortunate, some of the older garages, because they roll instead of rolling up, they actually open up at an angle. People come up to their car and actually park their cars 3 or 4 feet away from the garage because that's the way the garage door opens. And those 3 or 4 feet, they're actually taking the 3 or 4 feet out of the sidewalk. So there's a lot of things that can be we can improve on, and I think Georgia and Leanne are doing, starting that process. This process actually started in Hermosa Beach about 2 years ago. Our former city manager, Tom Backley, started a process called Access Hermosa, and the idea of that was basically to facilitate access in the city, and I think this is just one of the steps that we're doing. So I'm really glad that we're getting there. And Jack, you're so excited about this. I really appreciate that you're excited about what we're doing. I think it's something that, Hermosa Beach should, do, and other cities should do as well. I drive through both Redondo and Manhattan and see some problems with their accessibility as well. And it would be great for all the beach cities to facilitate access in their communities by doing things to get things out of their garages.
No, I'll tell you, Hanny, at the minute I read about it, I got excited about it because there was a little blurb about something about parking and stuff. And I thought, oh, this is more than just a garage sale. Oh, and by the way, those cars that extend not only through the sidewalk but to the street, not only is it dangerous, it's annoying. It's annoying when you're walking down the street and you have to walk around one of these giant SUVs to get back on. It's dangerous and it's annoying. I'm just saying.
It is. And I think that, Georgia and her staff have discretion on what they do as far as citing people. And I think that's where the discretion comes in. If your car is so big that you have to go 2-3 feet in the street, or if you intentionally, because your garage, how old it is, you're moving your car 3 feet out of your property and you're blocking our, resident sidewalks, that's where Georgia and her staff come in and says, well, this is something we need to do something about. And you're right, it is annoying, but it's also very, very unsafe to our kids and our people in wheelchairs and stuff.
And
so people
in Hermosa are on notice. There might be citations in the future.
There might be citations coming. Look, you guys are giving the residents so many options to help relieve the parking, mitigate the parking situation. They can go in and apply for a permit to park in front of their driveway if they're qualified. There are all sorts of things that you guys are doing. It's great that you're being so proactive about this. But if people don't heed it, write as many tickets as you can. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, and I think George has done a great job of referring to this as an educational program. So she spoke at the city council meeting. We actually sent some mailers out, some door hangers to people. So we've done, and George, just the last 6 months or so, we've done this.
We started the education plan actually in September, so it's been going on for a little while. But, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's a quality of life issue for everyone. So just imagine, though, you know, if you didn't have the ability, if you didn't have a garage or a driveway that accommodates your vehicle, suddenly you're displaced if we just started ticketing heavily. So that's why we wanted to start the education plan, be thoughtful in the process, so that we're giving you opportunities and viable options. So, because there are some people who, quite frankly, don't have any other options. And so where do they go? Where do they park? So as Hanny was saying, you know, our officers do have that discretion. So if it's a true hazard, I mean, not to say that all of them aren't hazards, you know, we'd love to have all of our sidewalks clear. But we have other things that are on the sidewalks as well, such as planters and, you know, you have telephone poles that are right smack in the middle. So we're not going to solve this completely just by having these garage sales or by issuing citations. So there's a lot to think about. But at least in terms of vehicles and things that are within our control, you know, we want to give you that education first, give you the opportunity to do something about it, and then, yes, I mean, we haven't changed our enforcement practices at this point, but at some point, you know, in the future, after we've made contact with you before, after we've issued a warning to you, or even after we've issued some citations, if it continues, then yes, you are always subject to additional citations. And it's a graduated fine, too, so there's a certain amount. I think it's $39.69 and $89 or something like that. I'd have to take another look at this. But it goes up in fines once you've reached a certain amount. So I think the first through the fourth citation is that initial $39, and then after that it goes up.
And Jackie, I think you're doing a great job spreading the word on this on your website and obviously on this radio station. But I think for Georgia and Leanne, I think they've done a really good job reaching out to the city of Hermosa Beach as well. I ran into somebody that I ride the bus with in the morning and asked me about it without me even raising the issue to them. So they actually got word. And obviously having 150 people sign up is a great, great progress. I appreciate Georgia and Leanne reaching out to people, letting them know about it so they can sign up.
Yeah, we're really excited about the turnout. As I said, I don't think we could have imagined it being this big. Leanne, I don't know if you feel the same way, but through all of your efforts and everyone else that was on this team that put this together, I think everybody did a great job in getting the word out and putting this together and getting such a great response. So, Leanne, thank you for everything that you've done.
Yeah, thank you. I think we're really excited now, really focused on making sure all the people that want to buy things are making it to Hermosa Beach. So we're doing a lot of promotion this week on garage sale specific websites, on Facebook, on social media, trying to get the word out. And it seems like people are pretty excited about that as well in terms of advertising. We're using the hashtag Hermosa Garage Sale for people to advertise any cool or unique items that they're trying to sell so that people are seeing what's out there, knowing where to go, and really having a fun, safe event.
Well, you know,
beautiful.
I got to tell you, I think across the board, you're all doing a fantastic job with this. But I got to rain on the parade a little bit, just a little bit. You know, there are going to be people that are going to moan and complain about this. You know that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's just par for the course. It is what it is. It's a one day thing. It's helping the community in a huge way. So I'm very excited about it, and I'm gonna plan out my route. I got to plan out a route because I was planning on riding my bike up because I don't want to bring another car into the neighborhood. But I'll have to get like an extra like saddlebags or something on my bike so I can bring stuff home. No, this is great. This is terrific. One more time, Leanne, the website that people can go to get the information, to look at the map.
Yeah, hermosabch.org. Under our calendar, click on community-wide garage sale.
All right.
There you go.
Great.
There you go.
Thank you again for
really
helping us to promote this event. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Yeah.
We get excited about new things, you know. So we like to share the good stuff. So anyway, we're going to discuss a couple of other topics. Hanny,
right.
Where do you want to start?
Well, I think first I wanted to thank you for your weekend guide. I always look at that, and it actually really bothers me sometimes when I look at stuff and your guide has information about Hermosa Beach that I did not know. So it's just really, really helpful to know what's going on in the South Bay with your guide, so I really appreciate all that information. One of the things that you wanted to discuss, Jackie, is new things at Hermosa. So I'm going to mention a couple of things real quick about basically new openings and new stores. We have, you know, there's always some things going on. Unfortunately, you know, some places that, you know, stores that close down, but the exciting part is something, you know, replaces them and comes in. So there's a couple of places that just started up in Hermosa Beach that I want to mention. There's a new Italian restaurant called Radici, I think if I'm pronouncing it correctly. I've been there. It's just opened a few weeks ago. It's on Hermosa Avenue. It's on the second floor. And I've been there twice already, and it's just amazing. On the other side of Hermosa Avenue, on Hermosa and 14th Street, there's a new beer company called Hermosa Brewing Company that they just had their soft opening, and their regular opening is going to be on January 31st, but they're currently open, so you can go check them out. There's also, I think, Jackie, a place that you're familiar with, Cultured Slice. It's a cheese place that opened up a few months ago on PCH, 229 PCH, which is also amazing if you like cheese, and I'm a huge fan of cheese.
I have been saying for years that we need a cheese shop. Every downtown area needs a cheese shop. You know, they need one in downtown Manhattan. They need one in Riviera Village. Everybody needs a cheese shop. That's all I'm saying.
And then after you have some cheese or you have some nice lunch or dinner, and you're looking for dessert, there's also a new cookie place opened up in Hermosa Beach, Sugar Dane Cookies at 308 Pier Avenue in Hermosa Beach, which is also amazing. And then the last thing I'll mention, this has been open for a while, but I'm really excited about bringing back the Raging Cajun came back to Hermosa Beach after it's been gone,
Domingue.
I think, for a long time. So, and I love this
Stephen
place.
Yep,
love to have Stephen back. I used to go there years ago when I was working in Torrance and missed the place. And just nice to have it back in Hermosa Beach. So there's a lot of new places in Hermosa. So if you haven't been to downtown Hermosa or walk down on PCH in Hermosa for a while, just come back and take a stroll and check out some of these new businesses.
You know, it's so funny that you mentioned that, you know, it's sad to see places close, but the exciting part is something new is coming in. You know, I always get excited about that. You know, I'm sorry. I heard that Hot's Kitchen closed recently and I'm sorry to hear that because I enjoyed eating there so much, but you know, I always look forward. I look forward to the new. I like new stuff, you know.
Yep. So just to close up the loop, the Radici Italian restaurant on Hermosa Avenue, it's 934 Hermosa Avenue. It's on the second floor, so it's kind of hard to find. But I think it's one of the best places I've gone to in Hermosa in a long time. And then Hermosa Brewing Company is on the corner of Hermosa Avenue and 14th Street. That's 1342 Hermosa Avenue. So if you haven't been to either one of those, check them out sometime over the weekend after you do a garage sale.
That's right. After the garage sale, we're all going to be hungry, right? Something that just happened yesterday, it was countywide, the homeless count. And I understand that Hermosa did their part, Hanny?
Yeah, actually, Hermosa, we had organizing in Hermosa to cover the people that volunteered for Hermosa, Manhattan, and El Segundo. Nico and our staff did a great job. This is, I think, for the second, maybe even the third year in a row that he's done that and coordinated all these volunteers, and basically it covers the entire LA County, and different cities handle the volunteers in their areas or regions or cities. And we've done this again for the Hermosa, Manhattan, and El Segundo volunteers. And basically what happens, I think we had a good, incredible turnout yesterday, maybe 30 or 40 people. And basically people volunteer to come in and partner up in groups of four, and they go out and frankly walk the streets or, you know, drive the streets and see if they can identify homeless people and put, you know, basically keep track of the numbers and then turn it over to the organizers. And I think a few months down the line, sometime in April or May, the numbers come out. Unfortunately, the folks that shared the information with us yesterday, the number of homeless people in LA County has gradually increasing over the years. Currently, as of the last count, 57,000 homeless individuals in the LA County. It's just really, really unfortunate. I work in downtown LA, so I see homeless people every day when I walk around in the neighborhood here. So basically, the volunteers yesterday, their job is to go out there and try to keep track of how many people in the various communities that are experiencing homelessness. And those numbers are used to go to LA County and potentially to federal authorities to help with the grants that those communities need to address the needs of the homeless community. Unfortunately, the number, again, is increasing. In Hermosa Beach, I participated in the event last year and walked around and counted the folks. And in Hermosa Beach, our number is luckily small. It was 20 last year. Manhattan Beach is a little bit less. I think I was 17 or 18. Redondo Beach, the good and the bad is Redondo Beach has the facilities that provide, food and services to the homeless community, and therefore their numbers, unfortunately, is a lot higher. I think their number is over 200 last year. So
wow.
I think it's great
wow.
for those volunteers to go out and facilitate with this, and it's all for us to reach out and help when we can. There's an organization, Jackie, also mm-hmm. called PATH, P-A-T-H, that also helps the Hermosa Beach community and other communities with providing help to the community the homeless community. And we in Hermosa Beach also have somebody that facilitates the Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach police departments when they go out there. I think they participate at least once a week to go out and basically drive around or walk around the areas and see if they can provide, mental help and assistance to the homeless community in our cities.
I was just going to ask Georgia if the police department gets involved with it, Georgia.
We do, yes, absolutely. And we're also involved in that homeless count that we had talked about earlier or that Handy had mentioned. So, yes, and as Handy mentioned also, we coordinate with the other cities to have a mental health clinician go out with our officers once a week. And so that's been really helpful. And it really helps that outreach and connect with the community as we'd like to do. We want to get out there more often and provide as much assistance as we can.
And Leanne, does this fall under environmental analysis, the homeless topic?
The homeless count is something that certainly comes out of the city manager's office and an issue that we're trying to address throughout all of our departments in dealing with the issue.
All right. It's something it's not just the county. Everybody's dealing with it. Go ahead.
And Jackie, if I could mention briefly also, I participate in the South Bay COG homeless committee, and they basically work with PATH to provide updates. Last year, unfortunately, in Hermosa Beach, we were only able to house one homeless person, which obviously, we have a lot more work to do. But the other thing that's sad I also wanted to share is in 2016, I believe, Hermosa Beach lost four homeless people, and when I say lost, I didn't mean housing. Unfortunately, they passed away. They died in the city, in the street, and this is just really unfortunate. We had somebody die under our pier in Hermosa Beach. We had somebody, died. A couple of people died in the hospital. So I think the idea of taking care of the homeless community is not, to obviously minimize the number the way this happened in 2016 by actually people dying, but to basically get them the service that they need, get them into shelters, get them the medical services that they need. And I think PATH is doing a great job working with the South Bay community to facilitate this, and we just need, unfortunately, a lot more work to do.
Yes, everybody has a lot more work to do. And as you said, this is an annual thing now where they do this homeless count, and hopefully some issues, they'll be able to resolve some issues with all the information they're gathering. Now, one of the big things that happened in Hermosa last year, one of the big topics, I think it only goes into effect, it went into effect this year, is that you now are serviced by LA County Fire. Hermosa Beach no longer has its own fire department?
That's correct. Last year we were in the negotiations and finalizing process to basically have LA County come and service Hermosa Beach instead of the Hermosa Beach Fire Department. It was effective basically at the end of the year, so we just started this in January. The LA County Fire, I believe, if I remember the number correctly, we were number 58, the number of cities that they service, so they had 57 other cities that they were providing the service in. So obviously they know what they're doing as far as providing services to various cities. And just to clarify to residents and people that may be hearing this for the first time or not very familiar with the process, the fact that LA County Fire is providing fire services to Hermosa Beach doesn't change the logistics of where the fire department is and where the fire service comes from. So people were concerned that if the Hermosa Beach Fire Department goes away, that does that mean we, you know, our truck is going to be coming in from Hawthorne or Manhattan Beach or Redondo Beach, and that's not the case. The fire department still exists in Hermosa Beach. The fire truck that comes in for if you need help and you call down 911, it will still come from the same spot on Pier Avenue. Just except instead of saying Hermosa Beach Fire Department, we'll just say an LA County reference on the truck as well.
Oh, all right. Good to know. Oh, there was something else I was going to ask, and it just escaped me.
Well, I'll add on to Hanny's point about fire services, too, and that by joining LA County, we now have access from a small pool of resources when we were our own standalone fire department to all of the resources that LA County Fire has. Backup and resilience for us as a community.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna point out. Now that you're with LA County Fire, you have so many more resources than you had before. Right. The firehouse is in the same place, right?
Yes,
fire
same
station
place.
Is the same
change.
Spot.
And also,
right.
Jackie,
okay.
Related to public safety. I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
No, please, Hanny.
I was gonna say, just relating to public safety and police and fire. I just wanted to. As Georgia to kind of expand on also what the Hermosa Beach Police Department is doing regarding Neighborhood Watch in our city. Georgia's taking the lead on putting that program together. I believe the last update I got is that we have 40 black captains in Hermosa Beach, but Georgia, I don't know if you have any other updates on that.
Yeah, we actually have 45 at this point, so it's growing slowly, but it is growing, which we're excited about. And you know, what we're trying to do by bringing the Neighborhood Watch program into the police department is that we are better connected so that we have a better one-on-one relationship with our block captains. So we've just put into effect some police liaisons. So our city is broken down into three different areas for patrol purposes. So areas 1, 2, and 3. And so within those areas, we have multiple block captains, but then we also have assigned a police officer to each one of those as the liaison that can make contact with the block captains in each of those respective areas and talk about the things that are important to the block captains and to their neighbors and attend the Neighborhood Watch block meetings to hand out information, just, you know, basically to stay connected, because I had mentioned earlier, it's really important for us to get out into the community and interact, you know, as much as we can on a one-on-one basis, get to know each other. We want our residents to know the officers that serve the community. So it really is starting to take shape. We had a great foundation before with the way the Neighborhood Watch program was running, but we did have a desire to get even more active in it and to be participating together hand in hand and coming up with ways together, the community and the police department, to help solve and prevent crimes in the area.
And also,
you know,
Jackie, I think
go ahead,
a lot of
go
people
ahead.
Probably don't know this. A lot of people probably don't know this. I didn't know this until the police department shared it with me, that you can register your security cameras at your home with the police department, so the police department knows that you have cameras. They don't get access to what your security cameras show. But basically, if somebody calls in and says, hey, I have a problem, something got stolen on 6th and Hermosa Avenue, if your security cameras are registered with the police department, then Georgia and her staff will know that we'll go out to knock on Hanny's door because he may have a camera that may have shown who did this. And I think that's just a great advantage. It just helps prevent, you know, crime. If people know this, because when they see a cameras, maybe they won't commit the crime. And then, unfortunately, if the crime happens, it just helps our police department capture the video that shows, you know, what happened and be able to solve the issue.
You know, I think that is one of the best programs. I know that Manhattan Beach just implemented it, I think, last year or the year before. And today, with all of the new technology, you know, last year I organized the National Night Out on my block, and I made up a flyer, and I walked door to door, every house on my block, and left the flyer or gave it to them. And I would say 85% of the people on my block have one of those Ring doorbells, that, you know, with the video camera.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a fantastic program. And every city should have it. Absolutely. And Neighborhood Watch, you know, I grew up in New York City, and when I grew up there, we had they walked a beat, and they knew you, and everybody knew them, and they knew your parents, all right? So if you were doing something you shouldn't have been doing, you'd know that it would get back to your parents. But moving to California, I don't know that I've ever seen a beat cop anyplace in L.A. Everybody's in cars. So you don't have that one-on-one interaction the way I did when I was growing up. Well, the neighborhood watch meetings, national night out, I'll tell you, we had such a great turnout, not just the people on the block, but we had four different patrol cars stop and attend at different times. We had city council people come out. And it's such a great way to – it's – you know, unless you're a regular criminal, you don't get to interact with the police department that much, you know. So all good programs, all great programs. Well, true, Joe.
Well,
you know what?
Regular criminals and cops, yeah, they work together.
And Jackie, you mentioned something about not seeing beat cops. But one thing about Neighborhood Watch, one of the benefits is that it does help to fight that isolation. So it gets people talking with each other. It gets neighbors introduced to each other. And it's basically, you know, neighbors looking out for neighbors. And so that's what we're trying to combat, is that isolation that oftentimes when you move into a new city, or if you've lived here for a long time, sometimes, you know, you're busy, you're working all day, you come out from work, you just want to go home, you don't want to talk to anybody. But by joining Neighborhood Watch, it gives you the opportunity to start meeting your neighbors, looking out for them, and also getting to know, as I said, the officers that serve your community. So it's a great opportunity to get to know people. And you can be as involved as you want to be, or, you know, just attend a meeting once a year or once a month or whatever it is your block might do. And we send out information to our block captains every week. So we send them a crime bulletin. And basically it's information that helps you to target harden your residence or your business. That's the purpose of sending it out, so that we can learn something from it. And
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great Neighborhood Watch is a great, great program. As a matter of fact, you know, I get the information each year about, as I said, this national night out. And I've been waiting for 20-something years for somebody on my block to take it and run with it, and nobody ever has. So last year, I took it upon myself to plan this. And one of the big reasons was because we had 8 homes turn over last year. Mm. We had 8 new families on the block. And I thought, well, this is just as good a time as any to get to know each other, and it was a big hit, and we're going to do it every year now. And unfortunately, I'm going to be the one having to do it. So, but we got a block captain out of it. One of the neighbors volunteered to be the block captain, so he's going to handle the Neighborhood Watch stuff, and I'll just do the national night out, you know, once a year. So.
And that's a great event. We do that once a year as well, and we've had a great turnout. The residents love it. We used to do individual kind of like block parties around the city.
Right.
But we found with that, it doesn't give our officers the opportunity to spend a lot of quality time at each location. And so the last 2 years, we've actually had one central location in the park. And it's worked out great. We've had a movie in the park. We've had popcorn and snow cones, and even families get together. It's a great event. And so hopefully you can do something like that in your neighborhood, and you probably already do. And I know a lot of people are a little worried about becoming a block captain because of all of the requirements, but it's very simple. Our requirements are very little. You just have to get to know your neighbors. You have to share the bulletin that we send out once a week with your neighbors, and that's easily done through an email. And then host one meeting a year. So it's very simple.
I love it. I love it. Okay, we're coming down to the wire. We only have about 6-7
yes.
minutes left. Hanny, where do you want to go next?
Well, I don't want this discussion to end without announcing a new thing that we have in Hermosa Beach, which I think is very exciting. It's a Hermosa Beach app called Go Hermosa. And basically, for people that live in the city, if you have issues, and I get this calls and emails all the time from somebody complaining about something that's going on in the city, instead of having to worry about finding a council member to talk to or finding a staff member's number or email to do it, now you can do it in an app. And all of us obviously have our smart cores going around. You can take your phone. You can take a picture of the issue if it's something that's broken, a light that's not working, a maintenance issue, code enforcement issue, for example, similar to the parking situation that we just talked about, people blocking sidewalks, etc. You can use the Go Hermosa app and take a picture and send that over to the city. I'll tell you, I have a meeting that I have once a month, Jackie, called Community First. People come in and just speak about the issues that what's going on in the city. So in the meeting I had last Saturday, I asked people just by raising their hands how many people actually signed up for the app. And I'm happy to report out of a group of about 20 people or so, 6 people actually signed up for the app and loaded on their phone, but none of them has actually used it before as of last Saturday. So I'm excited to know that we're getting the word out and letting people know about the app. And I'm just also excited about getting to hear about people actually using it and actually having it address the concerns that they have. I think our city manager and staff did a great job with putting that stuff together. It took months to get it together. And now I'm just looking forward to 2018 and seeing how people use it and how effective it is.
Well, Joe, isn't technology great?
Absolutely. Well,
yeah,
what
that's
a great
that's
discussion. What
hey,
a great
one more
discussion.
Thing, if I could.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Joe. So, you know, Hanny was also talking about, in addition to the block captains and Neighborhood Watch, you know, he mentioned the security camera registration, which is actually done through crimereports.com. So if anybody wants to register their cameras, they should go to crimereports.com. And it's very easy to follow the instructions there on their website. And then we also will be hosting our third annual community safety fair. Our tentative date right now is June 9th. Again, that's tentative. It is subject to change, but we do plan to have a theme this year, which would touch on that hide it, lock it, keep it handy that you were talking about. So this is, you know, again, another way to help residents to target harden, you know, their homes, their businesses, and the importance of making sure that you keep all your valuables out of plain sight, you lock your cars, you lock your garages, and that will help you to keep those valuables. So that's our hide it, lock it, keep it, and that's kind of our theme.
The cars, the cars, the cars. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know that we live in a great place, but I think the days are gone when you could just leave your car unlocked with your purse sitting on the passenger seat. It's just not like that anymore. You can't do that anymore. So
you can't.
Yep. Well,
how many times, Jackie, if we had law enforcement professionals on our show, and in the South Bay, property crime is number one, and they talk about people who leave their laptops on their dash with the car running as they go into the house, and then they have breakfast, and it's apocryphal. This story is apocryphal. I'm sure that the thieves around, you know, Southern California say to themselves, "Oy vey, South Bay." it's like Christmas every day.
Yeah, so, they're opportunists, so we don't want to make it easy for them. So that's the whole point of target hardening. Make it difficult for somebody to break into your home or to steal your valuables.
Hide it, lock
like
it,
that
keep it.
Target hardening.
Yeah.
I just and like that's the way that sounds. Target hardening.
Target hardening. All right. This Saturday, January 27th, City of Hermosa Beach community-wide garage sale. It's going to be epic. All right? Even if you don't live in Hermosa, right now I'm so upset that I don't live in Hermosa because I want to be a part of this. if you're one of the garage sale aficionado, this is going to be heaven for you. All right, the entire city, everybody's having a garage sale. Going to be a ton of great stuff. Get out early, 7 a.m. to did you say noon or noon?
Yeah,
noon.
Yeah, noon. All right, sounds great. Go to the Hermosa Beach website, and you can find the map of where all of these fabulous garage sales are going to be.
Jackie and Joe, thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate the opportunity to spread the word on this great event.
Thank you
Georgia.
All for being on. And I will send you the link for this program, and you can share it with whoever you want to.
Perfect.
Yeah, Jackie
and
Joe, thank you so much.
Good.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. That was awesome.
Georgia,
and Jackie, thank you again for the weekend
good.
Guide. That's always awesome.
Yeah. All right. You want to wrap it up, Joe?
You guys are professionals. I'm supposed to thank people. I'm supposed to thank people, and you're thanking us. This is amazing.
I'm trying to make
that's
your job
why
easy
you
for
are,
yourself.
You are who you are. You are, and that's why you're who you are. You guys at the city manager's office, you guys in the police department, Hanny and the city council are professional community service people, and we thank our lucky stars that we have you here in the South Bay. That's why the South Bay is such a fantastic place to live. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
I think we've all thanked each other, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.